This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Benefit of listening to the Good Day program is that you hear different points of view from all of my friends and your friends. We're all friends here. One way or another, we may disagree on things without being disagreeable. 7 after the hour, welcome into Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, the sit-in. This is actually amusing. I'm finding this amusing. The Democrats who held a protest on the House floor, they have failed so far to get gun control bills passed that seem to be reasonable. So they shouted down Paul Ryan yesterday, who's trying to restore order. Mr. Speaker! Mr. Speaker! I need order! And they say, up yours! We're not giving you order! We're not doing anything! We're closing the place down! So, from somebody like me who likes protest, who likes demonstrations, this is great. I think these are the sorts of things that ought to go down, whether it's the Democrats, the Republicans, people on the streets in New York or Boone, Iowa. The situation since the Orlando nightclub shooting has been disgraceful because under the circumstances, there ought to be something done. Although, you look at the phony balonies like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God, she makes my skin crawl. She's such a phony. And then you look at this old, what's this guy's name, the 85-year-old senator?
John Lewis.
John Lewis.
Lewis, okay. So, you know, he's kind of into
he's
it.
He's going back to his roots.
Out of it.
Literally.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't
right.
even mean that, yes.
Yeah. So the Democrats are chanting and they're holding up signs. Paul Ryan adjourns the meeting and supposedly everybody is supposed to go home on vacation, cool down. And then come back. But it's not. This isn't over. And it ought not to be over, frankly. This is the kind of thing that America was built on. So the more of you who protest, I don't care what your position is, although mine is that there needs to be some curb on the selling of these automatic weapons. There's no need for these things to be available to the general public. There just isn't. And you say, well, we have a right to do it. Come on. Use some common sense, for God's sakes. You may have a right to do it. What the hell do you need them for? You don't need them. Oh, we need to have them in case the government takes over.
Are you ready? Because you're so wrong on this. And I've heard you guys.
I am not wrong at all.
I have not been. Yeah, you are. You're wrong on this.
No, I'm not. No,
if you are a constitutionalist, you are afforded, under the Constitution, the right to bear arms. It is not the gun that commit the crime. It is the people that pulled the trigger on the gun.
Yep.
And here's the problem. A lot of people are trying to introduce what they call moderate legislation of guns, which means that if you're on a terror watch list, they're going to set up a gun watch list, essentially. If you're on a no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to buy guns. Well, here's the problem with that, and there's a couple of them, actually.
I already agree with you on the way.
Well, the no-fly list
thing is...
I get it. There are a million guys named John Smith who happen to be on the no-fly list, and they're
totally bad. They're not well-maintained.
Let me finish, because there's a couple of things here. So with the list, which is what these guys are proposing that are sitting on the floor right now, they're proposing if you're on, like, a no-fly list, you should not be sold a gun, right? Well, who is the arbiter of that list? Because Doug,
you said
a lot of stuff about the government. You're not a big fan. You're kind of an anarchist.
Nope.
So what if someone decides that you're a terrorist and puts you on that list? Then your constitutional rights are taken away. So I want to know who's the arbiter of putting people on the list. Like, what's the criteria?
No question. All right. So here's
part two. Wait, let me just finish. part number two is if you are on the list, what's the due process to get off? Because that's also a right afforded to you. Because if we look at the current system, Omar Mateen in Orlando would have been able to buy a gun, and Stephen Hayes from the National Review wouldn't have been able to buy a gun in, you know, May of this year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't know who Stephen Hayes is.
He's a journalist, because he was just put on the list, on the no-fly list.
But going back to the to Doug's original point, I understand the no-fly list thing is kind of a disaster, and it really, because there are innocent people who can't leave the country, and it's, you see it on 60 Minutes all the time. So I understand that part of the argument, but I agree with Doug, and this is something that universally everyone should agree on. These assault weapons should not be available to non-military people.
But all weapons
that should, everyone,
weapons.
But no, well, but I mean, the machine gun type, come on. I mean, it's this, if you want to have a million handguns, that's fine. But like, that assault rifle that is, looks like it's military grade, the AR-15 or whatever, that everyone should agree on, common sense, that should not be available to the average person.
The AR-15 is actually not, I mean, they use the word assault rifle. Every weapon can assault you. A knife can assault you. A rock can assault you.
Yeah, but you're a sensible person. You know that there's a
big deal. Yeah, no one's killing 49 people at the same time with a knife, though.
No, but they did it with a pressure cooker. I mean, I also know a couple of things. I know that guns are now made so that you can't actually, a normal person cannot make them usable with like high capacity magazines. They have to be doctored up by someone who knows, and that can be done on the streets by anybody who can learn about guns. I mean, they're being sold with as much safety as you can possibly, as much regulation as you can put on gun producers.
So what are, I'm curious, like, what is your idea of what we're supposed to do here then? Because something has to be done. We can't just keep looking at these things that keep happening and not do anything. So if this isn't the right thing to do,
we need to tackle the ideology first of all. I mean, people are screaming all day long about the guns. Have we started talking about the ideology of these people that causes the hatred?
I think we haven't. Is it not possible to talk about both of them together? Because I don't think it's just one or the other is the issue. I think that they come together in the middle.
If it were my system, and you're asking me because I am a Second Amendment girl, if you were asking me if there were someone who was on, I mean, the thing is trusting the government to put the right people on the right list, and I simply just don't do that right now. I don't think there's the leadership to do it. But if it were my country and my world, and I was putting this together myself, I would make these people step out of line. So I would give it an extra pass over. You can't take away people's Second Amendment rights. You just can't do it.
But we're not talking about taking people's Second Amendment rights away. You can have a million handguns, but I'm just saying, on this one type of weapon, why does anybody who's a regular citizen need this type of weapon? I'm a pacifist, and I'm never going to own a gun, but I also respect your right to always own a gun. And I'm not talking about abolishing guns. It's this one type of assault weapon that is consistently used in all of these massacres.
He walked in with an AR-15 and a handgun, so you want to ban just the AR-15?
It's a thin argument. We have to.
The handgun couldn't have done the damage that the AR-15 did. It just
there
can't.
There is a lot here, but I'm going to get solved today, but interesting, lively conversation predicated on what happened in Congress, because there's a lot of exaggeration going on both sides of this, frankly, and that's the problem. That's why nothing gets solved, because everybody's position gets exaggerated. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronos joins us, and I'll guarantee you one thing. We won't be talking about guns. We'll be talking about your health and well-being up next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycles Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2013 through 2016 models. Good through 6/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
All right, 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day time. Good day time. Well, this is good day time. Good day show. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here. Dr. Ken is a leading cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He has been very successful at helping thousands of people overcome circulatory problems, overcome the problems that come from not having good blood circulation. You get high blood pressure. It leads to strokes. It leads to kind of problems in your brain. And that's why he so fully supports the use of Superbeets. Superbeets is something we've been talking about here. Ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health. This is something that with the opening up of the arteries, the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles. If you're working out today, you need a 4-ounce glass of water, a teaspoon of Superbeets, preferably the black cherry flavor, because you'll love that. Drink it and go have your workout and see how much better your body looks and feels as a result of taking Superbeets. Keeps your arteries clean, improves circulation. If you'd like to call and get in on a special offer that Superbeets has, dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He drinks Superbeets every day, and you ought to be doing that as well, because, as I've said, Ken, so many times, this is like heaven, nirvana, for those in terms of prevention. If you have abused yourself and you need to kind of open things up, this is the way to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Let me tell you, you need this, and it's very effective.
All right. So, again, the number to call, you want to order Superbeets. If it's a first order, you get the first 3 months that you pay for, then you get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three. Superbeets, A number one, 800-655-4183. All right, let's look at some of the news that you've updated this week. The accuracy of breast MRIs versus the accuracy of breast, when you go in for an X-ray, a mammogram. So I think we've said on this program any number of times that most people think that MRIs are more accurate and you can get at stuff sooner. Is that not true anymore?
Well, MRIs are much more accurate. And this is for a woman who has breast cancer and is awaiting surgery. This comes out of the medical journal Radiology, Doug, a breast MRI. It's commonly performed before breast cancer patients undergo breast-conserving lumpectomy to help the surgeon see the size, shape, and location of the tumor. The position a woman is placed in during her pre-surgical breast MRI, Doug, could influence the scan's accuracy. MRI images taken before breast cancer surgery could provide incorrect data if the patient is placed in the face down during the scan position. In contrast, the face up MRI before surgery may provide surgeons with more detailed and accurate information and could lead to effective tumor removal. So if you're a woman with breast cancer awaiting surgery, you want a face up MRI.
All right. Another potential use for statins, as a cardiologist, you use this, I was going to say, I won't characterize it as a lot, but you've been using statins for a long time, have you not?
In the right patient, absolutely, since the late 1980s. Doug, this is out of the Journal of Stroke and Cardiovascular Diseases. One-third to one-half of stroke patients, they develop infections. Infections can be caused by tubes or catheters, and a stroke may weaken the immune system and make patients more prone to infection. Statins, they may significantly reduce the risk of infection in stroke patients. Those taking statins reduce their risk of infection by 58%, along with lowering cholesterol levels to reduce the risk of heart disease. Statins may also have anti-inflammatory properties that help the body respond to infection.
All right, 30 seconds on how exercise may help overcome ovarian cancer.
British Journal of Cancer, lack of exercise associated with an increased risk of ovarian cancer and death from the disease. Any amount of regular weekly recreational physical activity may reduce the risk for and improve survival from ovarian cancer, while a lack of regular exercise throughout adulthood is associated with an increased risk of developing and dying from ovarian cancer. Doug.
Join Dr. Ken and I in the next hour. If you have questions about your health and well-being, stand by to be able to call in and ask Dr. Ken for a solution to your medical problems here on Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Still sounds cool and sad at the same time to think about Prince, all that talent going away because of his problem with a certain type of drugs that came about as a result of what was going on in his body. So as the line continues to grow, there are tests that are being given to people who say that Prince was my father, or he was my brother, or he's my uncle, he was my great-grandfather, he was related to my third cousin, fourth time removed. He is not the father of a man who's in the clink, according to DNA testing. Carlin Williams is not entitled to inherit any of the fortune after a DNA test proved that he's not related. Kansas City guy serving 8 years in the slammer for transporting firearms in a stolen vehicle. Marsha Henson, his mother, disagrees with the findings, says that she did the mambo bombo with Prince, and that the result of the mambo bombo was Carlin, and he's entitled to get as much cash as is possible. Sounds like an upstanding fellow. What, 8 years because he did a little transporting of firearms. The judge overseeing Prince's estate, keeping cameras out of the courtroom. What a fiasco. Can you imagine if TMZ gets in there? What a circus that's going to be. Oy, man. All right, so that takes care of that one challenge anyway. Next up on the block is Whitney Houston and what's being done. Whitney Houston has an Emmy, and the people in her family are... daughter's dead, so who's left? Again, a bunch of money-grubbing sisters and cousins, and, you know, they're all, because nobody left in her immediate family. Everybody's dead.
I don't think she has any siblings, right? She was an only child?
No, she's an only child. So, now, whatever other people say they're somehow related to Whitney Houston are fighting over her hundreds of millions of dollars. The Television Academy of Arts and Sciences is suing these people who have petitioned the court to sell her Emmy. The Emmy is listed at $10,000 in value on Heritage Auctions' website. Supposed to be sold tomorrow. The Academy claims the statuette is not actually Houston's. They are loans, these awards, not gifts. Clearly, it says that in the notice when you get the award.
Because you don't see many for sale, so that's interesting.
No.
Grammys are the same. Yeah, Grammys, Emmys. I think it's all the same. You can't sell any of them.
No, you shouldn't be able
to. Post to. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she got the Emmy for her performance in 1986, Saving All My Love for You. She performed that at the Grammys.
Isn't it interesting you can win an Emmy for performing at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
It is kind of round and round it goes. All right, next up in the musical box, Drake, the hip-hopper. Apparently, there are a lot of folks who are on tour who have had, you know, there's a radio station deal in every city. Win a pass to meet the star behind the stage or whatever it is. Off stage.
Yeah.
So those things are going away little by little because of some of the crazy people in the world who do things like, was the young lady that won on The Voice that got shot a couple of weeks ago?
Gina Grimmie.
What's her name? Yeah. So yeah. These guys take note of that, and they go, I'm not going to get involved in that. One crazy fan coming up again. And a lot of right. people pay, some people want to cough up dough to have that so-called VIP experience. $1,000, you get tickets and sit in the first row, and after the show is over, you go back and talk to Drake or whoever it is. But because of this situation with Christina Grimmie, a lot of meet and greets are being canceled.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does, sadly. Yeah, it kind of does make sense. So, if you go into a show this summer, you better hope. For example, I'm going on tour this summer, and I've canceled all of the VIP packages that would have put you right face to face with me and Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Sorry, too bad. 28 past the hour. One more time
before I go. Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase Chaser first to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, historian and chaplain on the Good Day program, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Sherlin. My job is to keep these people on the straight and narrow, to keep them in a place where we can grow by listening to them, in a place where the good outweighs the bad, the up outweighs the down, the in outweighs the out, and so forth. Okay. Now, I am prompted to get on my high horse because another lying politician has come out to prove that he is a lying politician. Not that this is news, but Marco Rubio said he wasn't going to run for the Senate. Oh, gee, I guess he's changed his mind. And, by the way, he leads, most of you are in Florida.
Yeah, in the polls.
What is the matter with you? He leads in the polls.
They like
what
him.
What is it? You like him or he likes
no,
him?
No, they like him in Florida.
Man. What's to like about Marco Rubio? It's probably a conversation I don't want to have, but anyway. So good luck to those of you in Florida who vote for Marco Rubio. Anyway, the Marco Rubio phenom comes about as a result of us having lots of people come into our country who have various backgrounds. What I'm trying to remember about his mother and father. Didn't they both came from Cuba, right? He's a first-generation American, wasn't he? Or is that Cruz? Am I confusing him with...
Well,
I forget because the two of them have...
was Canadian, remember?
Yeah, right. But he came... Didn't the parents come from Cuba? Which one of them has family in Cuba? Is it Rubio or
he was,
Cruz?
Okay, so he was born in Florida, the second son and third child of...
Rubio we're talking
both,
about?
Yeah, his parents were both Cubans who That's immigrated right. here okay. in 1956.
Right, got it. Okay. So that was the story then. Now the story has changed. Where we did have for decades the Hispanic population growing by leaps and bounds because they were the fastest growing racial group, now that is not the case. According to stats that came out yesterday, Asians have grown in the last year almost 4% from the preceding year. In other words, 4% more Asians came into our country last year than was the case the year before, compared to 2% growth in the Hispanic population. Now, the one thing that is interesting, you take this where you want to, this hay where you want it or not, most Asians come into this country legally. Once in a while, you find one that's slipping in a boat or somehow or other. But most Asians come into this country legally. And so I can really throw gasoline on the fire of this conversation. Many people feel that the Asians get a leg up here and it's easier for them to become citizens because they're smarter than Hispanics.
Oh, boy.
Now, well, I'm just... That's what...
Back away slowly, everybody. But I will tell you about your comment, because I don't have the numbers, so I don't know what the numbers are with how the Asian population comes here legally or not legally or whatever. I don't know. But I will tell you, I uncovered something I thought...
You believe all the Asians in Los Angeles and Koreatown and in Little Italy, not Little Italy, Little Italy.
They took a long turn.
China came here legally. I think that...
Well, you said more of them come here legally than other racial groups.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But what I'll tell you is that there was a huge article, like a
I
big
said
expose.
It. It has to be true.
In the LA Times, maybe 6 months to a year ago, and it stuck with me. About, have you heard about this, like, maternity tourism?
Yes, absolutely.
Really big,
come over here
really
to have babies.
With the Asian class. So what happens is that they will leave wherever. They'll pay a pretty large amount of money, in the thousands of dollars.
$11,000.
Yeah, they come to Southern California, and the mothers, sometimes the fathers, will accompany them.
Look what just came out!
Yeah. They'll hang out here. They'll go to Disneyland. They'll do all the local stuff. They'll be tourists. Then they have their baby here, and then they stay. And so, I don't know. And that typically, that's kind of from the Asian countries. That's where that's from.
Yeah. Right. All right. So now that we've taken our shot at the immigrants, let's take a shot at people who are dumb. The story of this family that went to sea, the father says, I'm an experienced sailor. So he ignores the weather, ignores the reports, the surf reports, takes his wife and his sons out and his daughter out on his 29-foot sailboat. Guess what? They're all gone. The father called his brother to say that they were attempting to survive when they got caught up in rough seas the other day. Coast Guard confirms they found debris from the boat. Last night, media recovered one body. I'm betting they're not going to recover the rest of the bodies. But here's this guy. And what do you do about it? At this point, all there is here is a lesson in stupidity. If the weather forecast says they're going to be high winds, bad weather, rough seas, why would you take a 29-foot dinghy, which basically that's what a 29-foot sailboat is, out into rough seas with your family? Are you nuts? He killed his wife and his three children.
Apparently the father called his brother on Sunday afternoon and said, hey, can you check the weather? It's looking a little sketchy. And that's the last communication that the brother who's on
land. But he was already out in the boat.
He was already out there.
He didn't check it
himself. How do you not check the weather?
You gotta be nuts.
Crazy. It's sad, but it's crazy.
It is. Yeah, it is kind of. That's a good lesson, hopefully. People learn from those circumstances. In a moment, we're going to entertain. Jennifer is a great entertainer. If you ever get invited to our house, Victoria, chances are probably 50-50 for that. You would have a wonderful time.
They're 100%.
She is a great entertainer. She's a great cook. She has just really neat. The problem is that her house is in a place. I mean, if we could move her house maybe to some other place, it would
Jen's house gets a lot of flack on this show, and I don't know where it is, but
and it's a cute little house, but he hates
it. Oh, it's a great little house. Yeah. It's just in, it's in a rather dicey part of town. It's a nice house.
This is why I'm a Second Amendment girl, kids.
Yeah, maybe I've changed my position.
On you live here for a few days. You talk to me later.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about
summer. I'll be out there for a few days, and I'll be at the gun store with Jen and at the gun range.
Sure, like, I was a pacifist till I moved to Sunland.
Yeah. All right, food favorites for the 4th of July. That info coming up momentarily here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
It's summertime, 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 and with that, the living is easy, you know, those old songs, but I thought perhaps it would be worth our while here to spend a few moments with Bahar Tatakian, who is a contributor to Shape magazine. She's on the Today Show a lot. She's been on with Dr. Oz on Better TV and stations around the country talking about things like this. Nice to have you here. The summertime season. Yeah, well, I thought it would be nice for us to go over a number of things that we may not be thinking about when it comes to summer home ideas for entertaining. I had a party here at my house. I wish I had talked to you a week ago. May I call you, Bahar?
Yes, of course.
All right, so I wish that we had a 4th of July party, or actually a Father's Day party, because it's a little early for 4th of July, but I had some people come that catered it. We had lobster and clam chowder and things like that. But I didn't. There was something missing, and I don't know what it was. So if you'd have been my consultant, what would you have had me do to prepare for that Father's Day clam bake?
Well, you know, I would have said, first and foremost, you need to make sure that your guests, you know, are hydrated and have lots of good snacks to eat while they're waiting for the main meal, because nobody wants to have hungry guests on board. So it's really, really important to plan the menu, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but I wish you could see where I'm standing right now, because I am actually hanging out in New York's first edible home, and this place is incredible. It's got a floor-to-ceiling living wall that's just packed with produce, and they also have a great pool and a floating garden. And what's really, really cool about this is all inspired by Chobani's newest product. It's called Chobani Mezze Dips. And when I was saying, you know, it's important to serve your guests good food, I think you're the next time you have a party, you want to definitely try these mezze dips. It's Chobani's first foray outside of the yogurt aisle. These dips are made with Greek yogurt, but they come in really savory flavors. So you can get a roasted red pepper, chili lime, smoked onion parmesan, three pepper salsa, and you take these and you have them with fresh veggies, or you can have them with chips, with different crackers, and they're just perfect because you can dip your whatever vehicle you choose, you dip it in there. And I like them because it's a wonderful alternative to salsas and hummus. And in fact, they contain 80% less fat and 65% fewer calories than the leading hummus brand out there. So just wish you could, you know, get a taste of these right now, because they're so, so bold and creamy.
Sounds yummy. By the way, those of you who are familiar but sort of remember Chobani, why do I remember that? Other than their good products, you'll remember a month or so ago there was an announcement that they were doing so well, they were going to distribute some of the profits to the people who work for them, which is kind of a cool idea. You know, you have happy workers when that's the case, and happy workers are going to make a great product, so the two things go hand in hand. All right, so we imagine ourselves in this home, and with all of these things around us, what other tips do you have for entertaining that'll be healthy? Because we all want to be healthy. We are, most of us are conscious of that.
Well, what's cool is, I mean, you said that you could imagine yourself in this home. I did want to mention that you or your viewers right now actually have a chance to stay in this home, because Chobani is holding this really wonderful opportunity where they're giving people a chance to stay in this home in New York City during the 4th of July holiday. So if you go on to ChobaniMezzeHome.com from now until June 24th and just tell them how you like to dip, one winner and three of their guests will be flown to New York City, and you'll be able to stay in this incredible townhome that I'm staying in. It's got a pool, it's got several rooms, packed with the Chobani dip. You'll get to stay here from July 1st to the 5th. So, again, ChobaniMezzeHome.com if you guys want a chance to enter that contest. If you do that, that's one thing. And another thing you can do, of course, to entertain is I always like to make sure that there's a lot of good music going on. I don't know. Do you like music at your parties? I feel like it gets the mood going.
Yeah, I like that. I think sometimes even if you really want to go out, you have a live band or something, or you have some sort of recorded music. But, yeah, music always makes a party more fun.
Recommend, you know, Pandora's great because it kind of takes the guesswork out of it. You can, like, enter a certain genre of music and they'll play a good song for you. I like to have, like, a cocktail bar or, like, a drink station far away from the food, because that way there's no congestion. You know, if you're having a buffet-style barbecue or you're having, like, a sit-down situation, you don't want everyone to congregate in one area, so I always put the beverages in a separate location. And finally, just make sure that, you know, there's insect repellent on hand just so people are comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Bahar Tektasian, thank you for being your great ideas for summer home entertaining, and I'm taking them all to heart. Having a party this weekend. Let's have it. 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow, that was quick.
Wait.
I
just feel like
a
deflate
gate
just happened on
the right. I was waiting. A little setup here. Theme music from Batman. Didn't we just play this Batman music a week or so ago? What's going on, Chucker? What's the big idea?
That was the newer Batman version. What we just heard now is Danny Elfman's brilliant score to Batman, which came out 27 years ago in 1989, and truly changed the way we see movies today. And I'll tell you why. Warner Brothers, about a month before that film was released, bombarded every single station around the country with a 2-minute coming attraction trailer, which was the first look at Jack Nicholson as the Joker and Batman. I mean, Michael Keaton is the most serious Batman, got created a tremendous hype and high interest, and created the highest opening weekend of all time this day 27 years ago, which I believe was around $51 million, and really put the importance on the opening weekend for Hollywood studios, which is a trend that has escalated and continued to this very day. For the good of it and the bad of it, I have very mixed feelings about the way movies are hyped and released now, simply because if a movie doesn't open, Doug, it closes pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does. You've seen that any number of times with some pretty good movies lately. Money, what was that, the thing that Clooney was in, Money Magnate?
Money Monster.
The Monty Monster. That was a pretty good entertaining movie. It didn't open well, and it didn't do that well, so you're right about that. I wonder if you heard or saw the Ben Affleck appearance on that sports show last night where he was drunk as a skunk.
No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
He's on the Bill Simmons show.
Really?
Oh, it's entertaining.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, I know. Well, Ben Affleck's currently filming Justice League, which he's playing, reprising his role as Batman again. But in a recent interview, he says he's continuing to work on a script to star and direct a solo Batman film. I'll say this: it's been since Tim Burton's Batman movie came out in '89. You had Michael Keaton, who I loved, Val Kilmer. I thought he was a pretty good Batman. George Clooney, he was fine, but didn't stand a chance in a childlike interpretation in Batman and Robin. Christian Bale, my favorite, and Ben Affleck, who I think is also terrific playing Batman. A lot of good actors and a lot of good interpretations of the character, but I think Ben Affleck's going to be a great Batman going forward. I really do.
Really? Alright, well, there's Trucker's prediction. In a matter of moments, some more movie news here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party dry test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. See most simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
All right, so Chucker, I keep seeing more things about Shrek 5. Is it still happening? Is it going to be a complete reboot? What's the story on Shrek?
I don't really know too much about it. I guess it would depend if Eddie Murphy and Cameron Diaz need to pay their mortgage payment this month, whether they'll do it.
Okay, well.
Why do you want to see it?
I don't give a.
I do.
You know, that
I
you know speaking of animation, Disney's Finding Dory on Tuesday did $23 million in one day. That's a new record for an animated film on a Tuesday. I guess a lot of those multiplexes running that $5 special gets people into theaters. I know my Cineplex reported a ton of sellouts on Tuesday. That's pretty impressive. Other news, let's see. Steven Spielberg, in an interview the other day, says that George Lucas will be involved in the creative process for Indiana Jones 5. That prompted a collective cry on the internet. Why?
What?
I'm not a... does George Lucas really need to be involved in Indiana Jones 5? I say no. And one other bit of movie news. Disney confirmed that Darth Vader will play a major role on screen in Star Wars Rogue One, which comes out this Christmas.
Cool.
All right, Chuck Curry, there he is, the man who can and does bring his movie news every day here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.